Hale Varsity Magazine presents the Hale Varsity Radio Show, the authority on all things Huskers. Spanning across the state, no one else talks Huskers like Hale Varsity.
Hey, by day!
Hey, by day!
We get better, better!
We get better, better!
We get big, big!
We get big, big!
Boom, big, big!
Boom, big, big!
Hale Varsity Radio Show, presented by the Nebraska Lottery. Here are your hosts, Chris Schmidt and former Blackshirt Jay Moore.
Great to have you on a Friday. Hale Varsity Radio, Hale Varsity Magazine, presented by the Nebraska Lottery. Chris Schmidt, TJ Hedding, producing, engineering, co-hosting, and a hearty congratulations to Jay Moore, Mama Bear Jay Moore, as they have their first child. So Jay Bird is doing family time. We are excited for him. Excited for you because you and 8,000 of your closest pals rocked the Devaney Center. We don't talk a ton of volleyball on Hale Varsity. Now, Jacob Padilla, Aaron Sorensen, and the gang on HaleVarsity.com do an amazing job of coverage. We'll hear from Aaron coming up this hour. But listen, here's what's going on. I'm at my little cubicle. I've got ESPNU pulled up. That I'm watching, and Nebraska's down 0-2, and things are dicey, and things are tense, and you got the dude in the front row, he's about 5 years of age, he's covering his eyes like he's watching The Exorcist or something, and Nebraska willed their way to an amazing comeback, and we'll get into the topic of, you know, Big Ten football games of the year. Athlon's got a list out, but what you witnessed today was incredible, and listen, I've played volleyball recreationally, more so the junior high era, okay? But my appreciation for Coach Cook, his girls, and this team, and how dominant this program is I can't put into words. They're that amazing. They are that incredible. And what you witnessed today, you're on cloud nine. Now, Governor Ricketts got you get out of work card today. Did you use it, is what I'm interested in. It's a nice gesture, but I need to know if an employer lets you do it. Poor TJ Hedding, he wanted to be in the front row. He was working. I'm air quoting here. I was working, researching, and what a win. We may or may not have a Nebraska volleyball player on in the next 15 minutes. Unlikely, but the request is out. What we do have, Bill Dolman, coming up prior to Fairbury in 15 minutes. He knows volleyball well. He's called a ton of Nebraska volleyball in his career, and saw the Pettit Championship for sure. And we'll talk to Bill about some college football news and notes. Big recruiting weekend for Nebraska football. Aaron Sorensen of Hale Varsity. She'll be with us in 30 minutes. Who's coming to town? How are things going? Nebraska football back at it today, practice-wise. So that's on the docket, hour one. In hour two, Brandon Vogel will catch up with us. We'll talk the week that was. And talk a little bit more about this recruiting weekend, as also the plan moving forward for Nebraska with this bowl prep. And that we do this every year. Things that do happen. You have ugly sweater parties. You have in-law rendezvous. And Clausburn gets the gift that keeps on giving to too many popular names and folks associated with Nebraska and beyond. So Clausburn and his gifts of 2016, the great gift extravaganza. Not a lot of games to draw from for the Friday forecast today, so we'll have Clausburn on. And every second week of December for the last 7 years, Clausburn has given us gifts or gift ideas. Mm-hmm. He has for whoever the head football coach is, or former head football coaches and basketball coach. So that will be coming up in about an hour and 10. We had so much fun with Mike Leach this week. Coach Leach was in the holiday spirit. So we'll let you hear from Mike Leach about the time he had a visitor one Christmas morning at the Leach household in Wyoming. It was a raccoon. You can't beat this. It's Griswold-esque. So that's coming up, 466-3776, 1-800-825-5865. And I want to stick with volleyball for a minute. I have a serious question that we can talk about. And why do you think Nebraska volleyball is so great? I mean, you can point to, we talked with Lars about this yesterday, 1995 Nebraska, 2016 Alabama, greatest of all time. Well, Nebraska volleyball is in rarefied air. They're in the mother of all conferences for volleyball. I mean, think about this, and I can relate it to the NCAA tournament where you're a predominant favorite, you're a top seed. Around the round of 16, you get that 1-8 matchup, right? Say you have a dirty 8 seed that's just underachieved, but say they got Lamar Odom and Katino Mobley, and I'm thinking of Rhode Island and Jim Herrick back in the late 90s. And I don't think they beat a 1 seed, but they got to an Elite 8, so they whacked somebody they shouldn't have. So here, you're Nebraska, you're the top seed, and you have kind of a double-edged sword here. One, well, Penn State lost 9 times. They're a 16 seed. That's a gift because of reputation. Those with brighter volleyball minds than me may think. And then I'm flipping it around. Well, Penn State and Nebraska go to war with each other twice a year, before the Big Ten and in the Big Ten. Thanks, committee. You're halfway home on a repeat mission for a championship. And here's Penn State rolling in, that you swept the first time and you outlasted in 5 sets the second time in Unhappy Valley. And now you get them here with Washington and Arizona looming. Washington, Nebraska, Penn State, Texas. Those are your big four that touch gloves every December, it seems like, for a national championship. So you had that going. And why is Nebraska so good at what they do? I know Coach Cook's brilliant. I know he's a motivator. I know he's a tactician. I know he's a psychologist. And he has it all wrapped into one. And he has that subtle way to push a button, that way to deliver a message, that recruiting element, that eye for talent. And I think the way he recruits is the difference. Obviously, he gets great talent. People want to come play volleyball at Nebraska from all around the world. But I love how he profiles and recruits. And that's kind of your home life. What are your parents like? And the mental makeup of a kid. And you look at the Rolfsons, great family, amazing talent, 8th grade, sign them up. Rolfsons were in 9th grade when I was doing their basketball. They were athletic and focused as all get out. But by 8th grade, being able to recognize that. How many 8th graders get football scholarship offers? A few. Once in a while to throw a grenade out there. But this is what led to a win today, because one of the twins you got back in 8th grade made 4 incredible plays, more than 4, but specifically that third set. Rolfson wouldn't let you die. Mm-hmm. So I look at and ask the question, and I'm answering my own question here, but it's one thing to – you can wonder it, why they're so amazing, why they're so great, because it looks uncanny how they can bounce back. You're down 2-0. You win 3 straight against a squad like Penn State that could easily crank out a national championship. You're at the midway point. Incredible. And just clone that dude, because Coach Cook and what he's done is never going to be replicated. He can go on a back-to-back run. The other thing I want to talk about here with Nebraska volleyball for a second here is the momentum side of volleyball, how it's just different, where if you win the second set, you're likely going to win the match. Well, Nebraska couldn't get it done in set 2. Mm-hmm. And then they win 3 straight. Penn State wore down. Penn State was drained. Penn State wasn't mentally tough enough. And that's the edge. That's your magic elixir as to why Nebraska is so awesome. It's something that this squad is locked in on with their mission. And I'll be straight with you. I think the last, specifically Minnesota and maybe today, I think they feel that pressure. You want to talk about winning back-to-back, how some of the great teams have done it, and that kind of classifies you as an all-time in that all-time category. Can you go back-to-back?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nebraska has felt they're human, too. They felt pressure at times this year about their own expectation.
I think for me it would be the recruiting for what really gets it done and the type of talent and athletes that John Cook gets. I had a friend who was All-State volleyball down at Norris, and she would play.
And the gals down at Norris, I mean, they're always mm-hmm. vying for a state title.
Yeah, and she tried to get on the Nebraska team, just not quite able to do it, went and played down college volleyball, really good. But I remember her telling me, or her parents telling me, that John Cook was like, look, like, she's really good, but we get freaks at Nebraska, and freaks is meant as a compliment. Like, mm-hmm. we go find the absolute best, and I think that's what you saw when he offered those Ralston twins in eighth grade. Like, they find the best volleyball players, and they come to Nebraska. And after watching that performance today, if you're a college, a high school volleyball player, why wouldn't you want to go there?
No, I mean, it's almost, dare I say it, Saban-esque.
Mm-hmm.
It was before Saban's done what he's done. I mean, that's what Nebraska's got rolling here. And it's something that, I don't know, were you nervous today? Nebraska's great. I was watching this, and again, my volleyball IQ is minimal. I see what they're doing, but I don't know the – I'm just being honest. I don't know the ins and outs like old Johnny Baylor does. He's been awesome. Mm-hmm. I love John. So, but to come back and win three in a row at this point against a rival, against a team you know, against a team that knows you, was just nuts. And again, amazing coverage on HailVarsity.com from Erin Sorensen. We'll talk to her about it. But some of the audio from ESPNU. I mean, the 4 points that saved the year because they were teetering. But you want to talk about getting your third wind? They did it. They found a way, specifically set three, one kind of handily set four, and then went jackhammer on Penn State in set five.
Again, coming out to Malloy. What a dig in the cross court by Franti, but the ball falls on Penn State's side. One match point saved by Nebraska, the defending national champions.
With Simone Lee, who just made that huge kill, and a setter blocking her across the net, I'd look to set to Simone Lee if I were Penn State.
Lee for the win, she's roofed. What a block by Amber Rolfson. Tied at 24. Remember, Penn State has a timeout left. Clutch serve by Albrecht. Out to Lee again. Nebraska for the lead. Penn State certainly has to call a timeout here, but it doesn't look like it.
All right, so there's your explosion. Remember watching football growing up where you have the atmosphere is so nuts. The camera's shaking. I remember Washington hosting Nebraska 100 years ago where they're setting the decibel record, or you've been to Arrowhead and you saw it shake last night. Well, you're watching the match on ESPNU, and it's so blastingly loud there that the cameras are shaking. I mean,
that's great.
It's pretty cool. More of the points that saved Christmas. Can we call them that?
Nothing run for Nebraska. Set point number one for the Cornhuskers.
And a big chance for the Huskers. Free ball.
Becky goes to the off speed and we play on.
There you had it, Penn State, your chance, and Nebraska moving on. And kudos and congratulations. So what a morning that turned into a marathon three-hour extravaganza today in Nebraska volleyball, Washington, and the Big Red hookup tomorrow. I think 3 o'clock. And again, the volleyball take from Mr. Schmidt here is an attempt to get into what you're focused on and talking about. We'll get into some college football. We'll talk some NFL. But you can't not tip your cap. And there's no other better way to say it because of what happened. Now, does this drain them moving forward, or does this galvanize this effort to go repeat? Can go two ways. You get a win and a comeback like that, it spurs you forward. Or did you expend so much energy, like Penn State did coming back to win the first two sets? Not a lot of energy needed to waste when it comes to holiday shopping, because Rick and your friends at Sauter Heyman, and they got the answer for you. They're offering instant discounts, giving away free trips with qualifying purchase, and I'm talking Vegas, talking Cancun, get that significant other what she wants with Sauter Heyman this holiday season. SauterHeyman.com, 12th and O downtown, Lincoln, South Point Pavilion, Lincoln or out west in Grand Island. Bill Dolman next.
Subscribe to Hail Varsity Magazine. Call 1-855-3-HUSKER or go to HailVarsity.com/subscribe.
That's amazing!
Now, back to the show with Chris Schmidt and Jay Moore.
Back to it. Hail Varsity Radio, Hail Varsity Magazine, presented by the Nebraska Lottery. Don't forget the Holiday Hail Mary qualification this hour, next hour, the giveaway 1 week from today. TJ Henning will be giving that away, as I will be off to crash Bill Dolman's pad out in Donkey Land for New England and Denver. Safe driving demands your full attention. One of every three traffic fatalities in Nebraska, alcohol-related. Many of those drivers involved buzz while driving. Remember, you drink, you drive, you lose. A message from the Nebraska Office of Highway Safety. Let's get caught up with the Pride of Fairbury. And he's done a ton of Nebraska volleyball matches in his career. We'll dive into the topic of Nebraska volleyball. Amazing comeback win to get by Penn State 3-2 today. And some college football and NFL with Mr. Dolman, at Bill Dolman on Twitter. Billy D, how are we?
You know, I'm doing pretty well. Back up here in upstate New York, hanging out with Aruzioni, Craig, Mark Johnson, and the boys. You know, we had such a good time last weekend that we thought we'd get together again this weekend. And I told him, hey, you're in Lake Placid. I'm in Denver. I'll meet you halfway.
That sounds good. Are you the best tipper of the group?
Oh, no, not at all.
I didn't
tip in gold.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I mean, I wonder if maybe things have changed a bit. That's all.
No. They've been making a lot of money off that for the past 40 or 30 some years, so they're doing all right.
Bill, it is Nebraska volleyball at its finest. Penn State, a familiar foe. And I know you've been working, but you have always an eye and an ear on Nebraska volleyball. And I think I answered my own question last segment about why Nebraska volleyball is so good with Cook, the recruiting, the training, the focus, the mental approach, the physicality. But, I mean, you were kind of on the ground floor with Nebraska volleyball for that first championship with Pettit. And you know this sport extremely well. You've called volleyball championships. And what's your theory as to why Nebraska is the standard for Nebraska for volleyball in a cold weather state? And it doesn't matter; they are the cream.
Well, you know, the great thing today was as I made my trip to New York and upstate. I'm in Saratoga Springs, south of Lake Placid. I got to my hotel and I knew the match was on. Unfortunately, as early as it was. But I got to my hotel and I was able to watch. I didn't see the whole match, but I got a chance to see that fifth set. And I just kind of sat there in awe of what I was seeing, even though it's not unfamiliar to me. And you're right. You know, Nebraska ETV back in 1988 did a Nebraska volleyball match against Texas. It was a two-night deal, as I recall, Friday, Saturday. And it was the Friday night match that went like 3.5, 4 hours. I mean, just this epic event at the Coliseum. And that was right at the time that Nebraska volleyball was going from being a folding chair crowd at the Coliseum to becoming a happening that people were curious about. And, of course, there were some people who had been with it, you know, who helped to set the folding chairs.
Mm-hmm.
But it was that night in 88 that, as I recall, that really elevated Nebraska volleyball into a stratosphere that no other volleyball program in the country enjoys. And dare I say, no other women's sport enjoys, except for maybe UConn women's basketball. And there are very few other college sports around the country that enjoy what Nebraska volleyball does. And as I sat there today watching that match, you know, it reminded me a bit of a regional final that Jeff Sheldon wrote about in the World Herald. And from 1996, I got to do that at the Coliseum, and Nebraska came back against Penn State in a rally scoring fifth set. And I made the comment to Jeff that it just seemed like the building was breathing as that whole as that thing unfolded. And I think today was almost similar.
That's awesome.
It was almost similar in the drama, but it didn't have the charm of the Coliseum. But what separates Nebraska is not just the fans, but the relationship that the program and the ownership that the fans have with that program and the players. It's not matched. There's just not many places. Well, there's no place like Nebraska. I mean, it was, and I watched that and thinking, this is a whole team effort that I just believe the fans just think, okay, now we have to do this for them until they can get it right. And that's what happened. It was spectacular.
The crowd willed a win, and the players obviously willed the win, and it was a great group effort. And you know a ton about volleyball. What's your takeaway with this matchup? I mean, it's sexy. It's great. It's two rivals. It's great for the Big Ten, but yet Nebraska's a one seed, and they get a hookup with Penn State. That isn't fair. And conversely, some say Penn State got a gift as a 16 seed. I mean, this is the way I related it was – You're underachieving NCAA tournament 8 or 9 seed that has 3 NBA guys that jacked around during the regular season.
Yeah, a little bit, but I didn't pay much attention to the seeding at all. I just, you know, when you see it's going to be Nebraska against Penn State, you know it's going to be a bit of a battle. I watched the final sets of Ohio State Wisconsin after the Nebraska match was over. And those are two really good teams. Yeah. The Big Ten, the bottom line, is really, really good this year. And I do get a chance to follow a little bit because we all have a little pride as Nebraskans in what that program does. So whatever Penn State did to get wherever they were, they could have been the 2 seed, could have been the 16 seed, could have been the 64 seed. I think you're still going to get the same kind of matchup that you had today just because it's those two teams. You throw out the records when those two get together.
Bill, you mentioned the building was breathing back in 1996. Is there an event you've been at that reminds you of what you've witnessed in 1996? And I know you weren't there. No? It stands alone in all sports covered?
That's one of the greatest sporting events that I have ever seen firsthand in attendance, and actually got to work. And as I, you know, said in my conversation with Jeff as he put the article together, I have always said, and people look at me, you know, funny outside of Nebraska when I say I'll put the Nebraska Coliseum volleyball crowd up with Fog Allen Fieldhouse and Kansas men's basketball and Cameron Indoor and Duke basketball.
Wow.
I'll put it up there. I mean, and people look at me, and I am dead serious about it. And the thing that I appreciate more about Nebraska volleyball is those two are such country club elite programs. You know, I mean, they're the blue bloods of college basketball. Okay, Kentucky basketball, too, you can throw that in there. But that's an expansive arena. That's a huge place. Nebraska volleyball is, the fan base is the same as the makeup of the players who built the program. It's still, you know, farm folks, city folks, Omaha, Lincoln, Shickley, Fairbury, Scotts Bluff, Ogallala. I mean, it's just something special. And that night, it's still the Colorado Nebraska football game in '92 on Halloween was pretty spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of being an indoor game, not too many things that I've seen can match up to that one. I mean, you could feel the atmosphere. You could literally feel the atmosphere as I was calling it.
And it was pretty cranked today. Nebraska on to take Washington on tomorrow. Bill, let's talk Nebraska basketball about 3 minutes. A promising start for Nebraska with some of the non-conference opportunity. UCLA didn't happen, but you felt good. All right, you missed out against Virginia Tech. Probably should have been Clemson. And then Creighton happens Wednesday night where you just can't shoot. You looked rattled. Your offense was missing, and it's been missing. What's your thought right now as we are 4 games away from starting Big Ten play? Kansas looms tomorrow in Lawrence. You mentioned the fog. What are your thoughts on Coach Miles and Nebraska at this point?
Well, I can't believe what they tried to bite off and chew in terms of a non-conference schedule this year. That's as tough a non-conference schedule as I can ever recall Nebraska tackling. And then to go into Big Ten play. To have, 6 teams in the top 50 RPI?
Yeah, and then you open with Indiana.
In 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you follow up Creighton. I give Tim credit. I mean, he put together a schedule that was designed to win a couple of games and get him into the NCAA tournament, regardless of what happens in the Big Ten season. But unfortunately, they didn't get it done. They had the chance to beat UCLA, didn't finish. Should it be? Yeah, you said Clemson. I don't get the whole mental block with Creighton. I just flat out don't get that at all. We treat Creighton like we're playing the John Thompson Ewing Georgetown teams. You know, a school with no football program. I know it's Division III. With no football program, and all they care about is basketball. I don't understand how Nebraska just continually bows down to Creighton. I do not get it. I don't know how Creighton has been able to sustain its success as long as it has either. But the schedule that Tim put together was designed to get into the tournament with an eighth-place finish in the Big Ten. They had to have 2 more wins. And they didn't get it done. They got to. I mean, now you got to start winning some major upsets beginning on Saturday if you're going to get into the tournament. Otherwise, it's like BYU football. The first time you lose a game, you're relegated to the Emerald Bowl. You know, I mean, that's what Nebraska's. Unless they can put together a magical run again in Big Ten play, it's not going to be an NCAA tournament team.
Not on Sunday, anyway, right? No Emerald Bowl on Sunday.
Right.
Bill Dolman, Pride of Fairbury with us, Hail Varsity Radio at Bill Dolman. Bill, about 60 seconds. Folks can tune into you in New York on NBC for Luge.
And this week, yep.
So give me a breakdown. Give me the matchups, man.
Well, it's actually one of the most fascinating Luge competitions ever because the sleds got stuck in Winnipeg.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So is it Soapbox Derby time?
It's like one and done. I mean, no practice. The sleds are just getting there. Never happened in World Cup Luge history. So it's the fastest track in the world in Vancouver. And so that's on Sunday. Next week, alpine skiing, wrapping up the 2016 schedule for me with more ski jumping. And once again, there is no place like Nebraska.
Bill Dolman.
If you want to be a winter sports announcer and doing all that, you got to be from Nebraska.
NBC and Husker extraordinaire, Bill Dolman. And Bill, thanks for talking some volleyball with us, brother. Have a great time in upstate New York, and we will talk to you next week, brother. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can continue the Luge discussion later on the director's cut.
Yes, perfect. I like director's cuts, you know that. All right.
Yep.
Bill, be good, bro. Thank you.
Late.
See ya. There he is. That's the best visualization language I've heard in my life. The building's alive because the atmosphere was so cranked. That's incredible. Aaron Sorensen, HailVarsity.com and magazine, recruiting. Huge weekend for Nebraska. Aaron was also at the Devaney, so we'll talk volleyball with her. News and notes and updates you want to stick for. Aaron Sorensen next on Hail Varsity.
Want to be heard?
We know he's not. Let him finish.
Call 402-466-ESPN or text HAIL to 88474 with your message. Chat with us on Twitter at @Schmidt_radio and JMore44 and TJ_Henning.
Who wants to have some fun?
Now it's back to the show with Chris Schmidt and Jay Moore.
Awesome to catch up with Bill Dolman. Aaron Sorensen, HailVarsity.com and magazine shortly. And if you're out about this holiday season, whether you're in Lincoln or making your way to Lincoln, how about Zipline Brewing? Go see Marcus and the great folks at Zipline. Started brewing in Lincoln, and they are award-winning. They are tremendous. Gold medal-winning Copper Alt, nationally recognized IPA. 40 different styles of beers for you. And I want to tell you what's coming up with them this holiday season. They have some incredible seasonals for you that you need to find and try at Zipline. Now, Zipline has a couple of locations for you. West O Street in Lincoln, the original tap room. Also, the new beer hall, 56th and Pine Lake, here in Southeast Lincoln. Modern German beer hall, 24 taps, community tables. And you'll meet some folks you don't know, but you'll like talking to. So find your way to Zipline Monday through Saturday, noon to 10, Sunday, noon to 6. And if you're outside of Lincoln, find your way to either Zipline Tap Room and enjoy yourself and enjoy friends this holiday season. Zipline available across the state of Nebraska. Six packs are on draft, local grocery stores, bottle shops, and brewed in Lincoln Zipline, but poured for all of Nebraska. Let's welcome in with HailVarsity.com and Magazine, Aaron Sorensen. At Aaron Sorensen on Twitter. Aaron, busy one for you. You're off to football. You saw volleyball. You covered that on HailVarsity.com. Before we dive into recruiting and all that good stuff, can you describe or put into words the atmosphere, how awesome Devaney was today?
It was incredible. It was something that I think anyone who knows Nebraska and its feelings on volleyball sort of expected, but it was an 11 a.m. match. You just don't really know what's going to come of that. And Devaney absolutely delivered, and then some. John Cook even said his ears are ringing by the end of it, and I believe him. It was just an incredibly loud, exciting atmosphere.
It was. I was at my cubicle watching on the old iPad, and man, I mean, the place was shaking. It was flat out awesome. Great work with coverage and post game on that with HailVarsity.com. Aaron, let's talk some football here. Any staff updates? What's going on with the Nebraska staff? I know they're back in town from being on the road all week.
They are, and it's funny that you say that because I actually got talking to Coach Cav before practice, and he was on a red-eye back to Nebraska last night, so he's working on a very little sleep right now. But this is actually the first practice that Dante Williams is at that we got to see a little bit of as we were press practice was starting, and now they're obviously working until availability, but it was kind of neat to see him in that element. I joke that he looks like he's going to batting practice because he just looks like a baseball player almost, and the way he's dressed, but it was just, it was neat to see him there. You can tell that the staff has been out recruiting, and yeah, like I said, Coach Cav said for him, he was on a red eye back last night, and yet he's still here right now, you know, practice is going on, so when it comes to staff updates, you definitely have Dante Williams settling in, and then, you know, there have been some rumblings about what that could mean for other potential either departures or, you know, what the future of the staff looks like, especially if the NCAA allows a 10th coach at some point. For now, that's all just, like, very much rumors, but it's something, you know, you definitely kind of keep an eye on as the off, you know, especially once the off season begins, once the bowl game is done.
So maybe movement for or against, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, you know, I've heard of some things. You know, there's some rumblings that, you know, there could be some departures. Brandon Vogel, who I know he can probably talk more to this as well, he wrote about it a little bit in Hot Reads this week. You know, there's some rumbling that Mark Phillip may be interested in going to LSU. He obviously overlapped with Ed Orgeron at USC, so there's that possibility. But you don't know until those things become official, but it's definitely something I would say as a media, we will be keeping an eye on, and I would think that, you know, fans should probably keep an eye out for over the next few weeks as these sort of things start to develop.
Can do so on HailVarsity.com. Aaron Sorensen with us on the program. Okay, recruiting, big weekend visits lined up. Who's coming to town?
Well, Corian Ballard actually was already in Nebraska this week. He has already left. He had an official visit. He is a junior college transfer from Texas, and he has been looking at Oklahoma State, Utah, and now Nebraska. So it'll be interesting to see what he thinks as far as if this is he's a safety. So I guess I missed that, but he's a safety from Texas. So, you know, there's no JUCO recruit in this class right now, so he could definitely fill that void if they wanted him. Gavin Holmes is actually at Nebraska right now. He was at practice before we saw him. He was checking it all out. He is a wide receiver from Texas as well. He didn't be committed from Iowa at the end of November. So he is somebody that definitely, like I said, keep an eye on because he's here right now. And then you've got Chuck Filiaga from Texas. He's an offensive tackle and then linebacker. And I'm going to butcher his name, but it's a heck of a name. It's Isaac Slade Matatulia, I want to say, is how he's got, like, the best name ever. And they are both also expected to be in Nebraska. I would say if I had to put my, you know, personal bets on who may commit out of that group, it would be Holmes. I just kind of get the feeling, and maybe it's just because of proximity, he's, you know, literally in the other room right now, but I do think visits are important. So he would be the one I would say definitely keep an eye on.
Isaac Slade Matatulia is the middle linebacker out of Hawaii, correct?
Yes, he's the one from Hawaii who got Mark Banker to get to take that nice little trip. I was joking that if I was Mark Banker, I would just be like, yeah, I've got all these recruits in Hawaii. I got to stay for an extra couple of days.
I need to stay for the month of January.
Seriously, yeah. It's so cold. Why not?
Well, and Chuck Filiaga, man, I mean, you've got two guys that Nebraska really wants to get. One, both mm-hmm. would be nice, but two would maybe be a long shot. But Foster Sorrell, they've been seeing him in Washington, the top offensive tackle, and then Filiaga, the kid out of Texas. You got to land one of those yep. if you're Nebraska. And Coach Cav's been making it happen. Erin Sorensen is with us on Hail Varsity Radio. At Erin Sorensen on Twitter. Find her there. And, of course, read her, hailvarsity.com. Get that premium subscription and keep up to date with all the recruiting with Erin and the folks at Hail Varsity. Just a great staff that's putting in the work with this 2016 end of year and 2017. Lastly, about 30 seconds here, Erin. Just to go back for a second, Coach Williams, his immediate impact here, really just up against the shot clock here, 30 seconds. I mean, what do you anticipate with him?
I mean, he's already hit the ground running. He was out in the Los Angeles area. He hit up, you know, he's hit up so far in the last week, Greg Johnson, Elijah Blaze, D'Amador, Lenore. I mean, he's definitely finding guys that he was actively recruiting for Arizona, but he's now recruiting them for Nebraska. And you know, he's finding guys that who could make very quick impacts at Nebraska, and he's going full force. And so, I mean, he signed his papers at 2 p.m. on Monday, and he was on a plane out of Omaha at 6 p.m. So the immediate impact, I'd say, from just the fact that he's very excited is that's going to resonate with recruits. And, I mean, he looks like a cool dude. We'll get to hear from him after practice today. And I think, you know, that's probably why he does so well is he resonates with recruits. And I think that's where you're going to see an immediate impact is he's got those relationships, especially on the West Coast.
That's important. Erin Sorensen. Erin, we'll talk soon. Thanks so much.
Yeah, talk to you later.
Welcome back to the Hail Varsity Radio Show. Here's Chris and Jay.
Chris Schmidt, TJ Henning, a congrats to the Moore family with their first little one. That's an amazing feeling. Brandon Vogel coming up in 10 minutes. HailVarsity.com and Magazine. We'll get more into the thoughts from Erin Sorensen and get Vogue's take as far as Mark Phillip, strength and conditioning guru at Nebraska, stud, tremendous at what he does, and if LSU comes after him. That's not official, obviously, but that's been swirling. So kudos to Erin for sharing that with us. We'll talk to Vogue's about that. You know, we haven't done a food segment with Vogel for a while, so I might need to go a little holiday stew direction with him.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, talk some football with him.
Hmm. Holiday stew, holiday brews.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, Zipline, brother, I told you last segment about their holiday, their barley wine. And sounds all good. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do a subscription here momentarily. Let's get a Hail Mary in, though, right now. Is that good? Okay. Holiday Hail Mary. with Hail Varsity at ESPN will qualify you now 1 week from today. You win. And to right now qualify, caller 6-466-3776, 466-3776, 1-800-825-5865, caller 6 now for the holiday Hail Mary. What do you get if you win? Well, a Schrock Innovations Window 10 tablet valued at $499, a Jet Splash Car Wash gift certificate $100 in value, and you'll need it today and maybe this weekend. In eastern Nebraska, a remote car starter installed from your friends at Auto Sounds in Lincoln, valued at $449. You want details, can log on ESPN1480.com. But caller 6 right now for the holiday Hail Mary. Qualify 466-3776. 466-3776. Toll free 1-800-825-5865. Coming up, Brandon Vogel, we do the holiday gift exchange with Klausburn, a list of folks you know the names of. Klausburn has gift ideas for several of those prominent sports personalities or figures associated with Nebraska. So Klausburn is coming up at 5:25, his gift extravaganza. And then a very Mike Leach Christmas at 5:40. Coach Leach will relive a Clark Griswold moment with us before we say goodbye. Want to remind you about HailVarsity.com. If you have not checked out HailVarsity.com or you're thinking about subscribing, becoming a premium member, 30-day free trial going on. Give it a shot. Check it out. Log on HailVarsity.com/subscribe. And Aaron Sorensen's on there, obviously. Brandon Vogel's on there. And then the premium staff is message board community. It's just great. Great group of Husker fans to be a part of. Premium content, video. You can get the Hail Varsity podcast there. Insider info, in-depth recruiting analysis. That'll be big this weekend with those major visitors and up-to-the-minute breaking news. So give us a shot. HailVarsity.com/subscribe. And we'll give you a chance of being a six-month premium online subscriber on us here next hour. Hour two coming up.
Hail Varsity Magazine presents the Hail Varsity Radio Show, the authority on all things Huskers. Spanning across the state, no one else talks Huskers like Hail Varsity.
Day by day,
day by day,
we get better and better.
We get better and better.
We get beat, beat.
We get beat, beat.
Hail Varsity Radio Show, presented by the Nebraska Lottery. Here are your hosts, Chris Schmidt and former Blackshirt Jay Moore.
Into hour two, hope you're well. Hail Varsity Radio, Hail Varsity Magazine, presented by the Nebraska Lottery. Chris Schmidt, TJ Henning, producing engineering, co-hosting your chance at the HailVarsity.com. 6 month premium online subscription for you. This hour, we have the Klausburn gift extravaganza coming up in 20 minutes. Klausburn has gone holiday shopping for many names you know, and he'll hand out his special holiday gifts like he does every second week in December here on the show. So I'm going to sweat, but it should be entertaining. We had a ton of fun with Mike Leach this week, and one thing we always love to do is get into holiday stories with Leach and the friendly confines of his youth out in Wyoming. So there'll be some critter stories coming up at 5:40. We welcome in Mr. Brandon Vogel, HailVarsity.com and magazine at Brandon L. Vogel on Twitter. Vogues, how we doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. I mean, I've spent a lot of time talking volleyball, and you know me, brother. I'm pretty honest where I don't know a ton about volleyball other than to say, step back and go, that's one of the most amazing comebacks I've experienced. We had Bill Dolman on about an hour and a half ago, and he kind of reminisced back to when he was calling it for Nebraska and NET with the 1996 match that ended up being the decider for a championship. And he said the building was alive. Well, I wasn't there today at Devaney, but it looked like it was alive. And Aaron Sorensen kind of says, yeah, it was cranked up. You've been close with the volleyball program this year, my man. And just kind of give me a takeaway or two as to why they're special. We shouldn't be surprised, but anytime you come back from a 2-rip deficit to do this against a rival that's good, don't take it for granted, but they make it look effortless, even though it's not.
Yeah, I think you can still be surprised at coming back from 0-2 down against a program like Penn State. You know, Nebraska has done it before. They've done it on similar stages. But, you know, when you start to look at a coaching matchup of Russ Rose, Penn State's head coach, and John Cook, you're talking about sort of Saban versus Urban Meyer.
Love it.
So that part of it is kind of equal footing there. And it's funny, I was just writing about some of Nebraska's most memorable wins, and most of those were comeback wins. Last night before the game for something people will read eventually. And this one absolutely fit the bill, fit right there alongside 2001 against Florida, 2006 against Minnesota. It was incredible because when you look at 24-22 against a team like Penn State, against a program that has been in those matches, that knows how to win those sorts of points, for Nebraska to fight back and sort of get it done is probably the truest testament to what this particular 2016 team is yet. And we've had a lot of sort of testaments to that in terms of winning the Big Ten, their record. It was a remarkable, remarkable performance.
Has the pressure phased them? It seems like a couple instances, and I'm thinking Minnesota, and I'm thinking today, where they stop and then kind of look around and say, we're supposed to go back-to-back, but it's not an easy or even path to do so. Does this team been caught up with their own pressure? I mean, they're awesome. I'm not knocking them, but have they been vulnerable to the target?
Well, I think with a team like this, that's your biggest coaching challenge, is sort of dealing with the defending a title, which Nebraska, despite all its success in volleyball, has never done. And how do you keep a team up? How do you avoid that one game, which looked like through two and three quarters of the third game, looks like was going to be the case? I mean, they were a point away from being swept. How do you combat against that? And I will say that's something that John Cook and his staff are thinking about all of the time. You have to reach a certain level to even be able to sort of deal with that. You know, to put it in football terms, the 6-6 team doesn't have the luxury of thinking about those things. But when you lose two games in the regular season, that's what you're thinking about. Those are the things that Nick Saban is trying to deal with, like, how do we structure things in January to deal with that tough moment that might not come for 8 or 9 months? John Cook's sort of a master at it, in my opinion. And I think you saw it today. I mean, you don't ever want to get to the point where you just have to flip the switch as one of those teams. But Nebraska showed they were capable of sort of relying back on their training, everything they'd done to this point, and it made the difference.
Tell me about that training, man, because, hey, we can simulate Miami's team speed with some track stars with no blockers, okay? You can simulate down in distance on every snap is 3rd and 8. We watched that for fall practice and spring practice situationally in football. How in God's name do you simulate down 4, match point, defend your title in front of 8,500 of your closest friends who got a governor's note, not just a doctor's note, to come watch you? How do you simulate that adversity? What can you do?
You don't simulate it. you prepare to play Penn State, but what you do is you sort of build it into the culture. So okay. Nebraska volleyball is talking about a concept 2 points better every single day when it comes time to finish their training, or when it comes time to talk about their team or talk to their team about the decisions they're going to make off court on a Friday off night when you know the players are going out. You're putting it in terms they can understand, which is like, one day we're going to be in a match where you're just going to have to be 2 points better three times to win it. And Friday was one of those days. And when you do that, it doesn't become so much about what Penn State's doing, but just in what you know you're capable of and what you've known to get to that point, if that makes sense. You know, Urban Meyer has a similar one. Urban Meyer is always talking about 4 to 6, A to B. What he means there is, I need you to go hard for 4 to 6 seconds and get directly from point A to point B. That's kind of how he puts it in football terms. So when you can put things in that sort of light and talk about that, those sorts of concepts, it doesn't become about we're down to our last point against Penn State on our home floor. It just becomes about, we've got to do this because it's the next play. And it's the only way we can get back into this sort of thing. It kind of makes it manageable, if that makes sense.
This is brilliant. I mean, just sitting down and listening and talking to coaching minds is great stuff and great insight from Brandon Vogel. We're talking Nebraska-Penn State, the comeback for Nebraska, at Brandon L. Vogel on Twitter. Vogues, let's talk a little bit of football. And Aaron Sorensen was on with us around 4:40 or so, and she touched on some of the things swirling around the staff, and you're getting ready for Tennessee. Obviously, they're back at practice as we speak. All that being said, some things floating out there about Mark Phillip. His value is unquestionable with how great Nebraska was in the fourth quarter. The bodies are different. Nebraska's big time, and Mark Phillip and his staff have a lot to do with that. And you wrote about that arms race in the hot reads this week. The spending that's not just for coordinators, but also from strength and conditioning coaches. Case in point, Urban Meyer, again, what he spends on the strength coach at Ohio State and what Bama had to spend to keep their strength coach from going with Kirby to Georgia. Mark Phillip, a hot name, a well-known name. He's been at SC. Orgeron's down at LSU. Is there smoke?
Yeah, and I would definitely throw Iowa into that group. They technically have the highest paid strength.
They do, $600,000, right?
Yes, which, you know, at the time it came out, I will admit, I kind of laughed a little bit. I was like, what are they doing? And it turns out, you know, after USA Today brought out their new assistants salary database and added strength coaches to the mix, in a really great story from some of their staff, you know, Iowa might have been ahead of the curve on that, because we are inching towards an era where you sort of have, I mean, that's basically your coach for half the season when the coach can't be involved via NCAA rules. So when you start to look at paying a guy like that, 500 or 600, 1,000, it doesn't become so crazy if you think you've got the right guy. Mark Phillip, you know, this was his first head strength and conditioning coach job, so it's not a surprise to see him significantly below that. It's just a matter of if some of those other opportunities are out there, and we know that LSU and Coach Orgeron know who Mark Phillip is and really value him, how quickly, I guess, how much are you willing to spend? Because I'm in the same boat as you. It looked like this year and over the past 2 years that the gains have been evident. So it's just kind of the newest front. You know, we talk about assistant salary pool all the time. How much you're paying your strength coach might be the new front on the ongoing sort of college football arms race.
It is, and I'm just going to take it a step further. Aranda's great. All right. They just dropped 1.8, 1.9 on him. This isn't Chad Morris, a million at Clemson. This is almost two.
Yeah.
And they apparently grow money trees down in the bayou. So is there – can say this offer comes, can Nebraska keep him?
I would think so. I would be surprised if it's high. So just to put it in perspective.
He's doing 211 now. Say LSU comes with him at 450.
Yeah, I think Nebraska, if you know they were really invested, could do that. But who knows how high LSU is going to go? That's really the bigger variable. So they just agreed to pay Dave Aranda $1.8 million in this upcoming season to remain as defensive coordinator. To let you know, you could put Nebraska's offensive and defensive coordinator salary and one other coach's salary underneath that and almost another one. Like, if you were to put Nebraska's top four paid assistants, it would be probably about $2 million. LSU is willing to pay their defensive coordinator $1.8 million, and it's going to escalate to $1.9 million, $1.95 million within 3 years. So that's kind of the scale. So there's a certain point where LSU, if they're willing to do that, if they're that committed to hiring away a Nebraska strength and conditioning coach, you're just going to have to cut bait. But I would be surprised if it got that high. Okay.
Brandon Vogel, HailVarsity.com and Magazine, at Brandon L. Vogel on Twitter. Vogue's about 90 seconds here. Thoughts here as Nebraska gets back at practice today. The recruiting visits, pretty evident. You got some Hawaiian and Texas flavor. And you feel pretty good, about 45 seconds, about where Nebraska's at recruiting-wise.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of Nebraska fans, there's been a lull in terms of commitments, which is entirely unexpected. Given that you have a season to play, recruiting's not the only thing you have to do. But I've been impressed with how they've sort of picked back up. I feel like the momentum wasn't lost; it really was just sort of put on pause. And Nebraska needs to make some gains there, and it seems like they still have some of the buzz. So those are all very encouraging signs in terms of practice itself. It's going to be tough to sort of read the tea leaves here, given some of the injuries Nebraska has at quarterback. So I'll be interested to hear what the coaching staff has to say now that they're officially back in Lincoln and set to meet with the media here pretty shortly.
About 20 minutes or so, Brandon L. Vogel with his Vogues. We'll have some time tomorrow morning, the weekend edition. We'll get you caught up, but awesome work on HailVarsity.com. And folks can head there and subscribe. 30-day free trial for you. You sign up, HailVarsity.com/subscribe, and we talk about that Husker community, the message boards, and, of course, inside info. It's right there with Hail Varsity. Vogues, be good. Awesome stuff today. I love the chat. Thanks for your time, bud.
All right, guys. Take care.
There we go. Brandon Vogel with us on HailVarsity.com and Magazine. We'll have some practice updates shortly. Klausburn with his holiday gift extravaganza is 5 minutes away. And then Christmas stories with Mike Leach coming up in 15 minutes. Should we hook up a subscription? Better to give than receive. Devaney used to sing that song all the time. He was working a room. It's better to give than receive. Now start giving. Pass the offering plate or the checkbook around to dear old Bob. I used to have that audio in college. It's great. Bob could carry a tune. The old smile. All right, Caller 6, a six-month premium online subscription for you right now, courtesy of HailVarsity.com, the ultimate online fan experience, access, coverage, football, baseball, basketball, of course, volleyball, and, yes, recruiting. Aaron Sorensen, Jacob Padilla, of course, Brandon Vogel, Jake Jensen. Access for you now. Caller 6, 466-3776, 466-3776, toll-free, 1-800-825-5865, and join us, a six-month online subscription premium for you to HailVarsity.com. Caller 6 right now gets that. It is Klausburn, the gift extravaganza next.
Former Blackshirt Jay Moore.
That thing is big, Jay. That thing looks hurt, Jay. Oh, man, pull back up, Jay. Jay, we could get some big money for that.
Now, back to the show with Chris Schmidt and Jay Moore.
Thanks for your time. Good stuff from Brandon Vogel, HailVarsity.com and Magazine. Busy one. So, Christmas stories 15 minutes away with Mike Leach. We'll get you some practice news and notes for Nebraska as they are back at it. Husker volleyball, thrilling, incredible, amazing. And still a hot holiday Hail Mary for you coming up. Before we say goodbye, Chris Schmidt, TJ Henning, and a hearty congrats to Jay Moore and his lovely wife for their first kid. Bert is taking some family time. We do this every December, usually the Thursday or Friday, the second week after the championship games. We welcome in our dear friend, Klausburn, and that's how this thing kind of got started about 6 years ago. We had holiday gift ideas, and why not turn to someone who wears red and is imaginary? We welcome in Klausburn of the Friday Forecast fame and parts unknown. Klaus, happy holidays. How are you?
Well, first of all, happy holidays to you as well, Christopher, and to TJ. But I'm a little concerned now. I think I got to change my list and maybe go to eBay and see if I can find an Omaha Nighthawks onesie.
Oh.
I've got a new delivery to make, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, you are so good at knowing the right gift and what to get that person that Nebraska fans know and follow. And let's get the list started. Well, a tough one Wednesday night. Isn't going to be any fun tomorrow. 20.5 is the line down in Lawrence. Tim Miles, very aggressive scheduling. Tim's a good dude. And Nebraska basketball fans want another tournament run. But if you have a gift idea, Klausburn, for Coach Miles.
Well, at first I wasn't really sure what to get him. I mean, what do you buy or build for the man that's already had everything bought or built for him?
Oh, wow.
But I finally struck upon this idea, and I went to the Creighton University bookstore and bought one of those cheesy Creighton dad shirts and a Sharpie, which I used to add the words, "Is my." So hopefully we'll be able to burn that in the next year and warm our Husker hearts for years to come.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. All right, Klausburn. Next up is Nebraska football head coach Mike Riley. What do you got for Mike Riley this year?
Well, aside from the usual gift for someone his age, which is an industrial-sized bag of Werther's Originals, I've got one right now. It's helping me get through this segment, to be honest with you. But I got him a complete collection of Mary Jane Nielsen's books to remind him that things just aren't what they used to be in Lincoln.
Oh.
Whether you're talking about King's Classic or Miller and Payne or Nine Win Seasons, none of that really goes as far as it used to. So hopefully he's enjoyed the ride.
It is Klausburn, his gift extravaganza on Hail Varsity Radio. Tommy Armstrong, what are you getting for Tommy?
Well, originally I thought of an idea to bring some healing medication and a personal masseuse to help Tommy, you know, sort of get on the mend for the bowl game, but nobody that Carl suggested could pass a background check, so we had to sort of scrap that idea. And instead, I got him a top-of-the-line treadmill so that he can keep running when football is over, and we got him a live-in butler who won't get upset when he gets yelled at after Tommy spills something on the carpet, so it'll ease the transition, I think.
All right, what do you have for Tennessee Volunteer head coach Butch Jones, Klausburn?
Well, this was another one I had a really tough time shopping for. At the beginning, we all thought we'd be able to get him just a really great Christmas gift. And then from week to week, it was hard to tell if the Christmas gifts we got were any good. We got a few lame gifts here and there. Found a nice little surprise in Florida. But eventually completely whiffed while searching for some easy gifts in South Carolina and Nashville. And it was clear once again we weren't going to be able to get Butch anything. And even though it should give folks pause about whether or not we'll ever be able to give a good gift, I'm sure ESPN will have us ranked 7th or 8th next fall in terms of gift giving when it comes time to make predictions. But that said, I like to think that even though we don't have any Christmas gifts for Butch this year, he's won the Christmas gift of life, and that's really the most important thing.
There is Klausburn, holiday gift extravaganza. How about Mark Banker? How about the jump the defense has made? You have a gift for Banker this holiday season?
Well, they've certainly done a pretty good job of building a better scoring defense anyway in terms of points allowed. But I might need your guys' help. I know you know some publishers, some people that can print things. And I'd like to print up a sign that says, it's not illegal to tackle them before they gain 6 yards.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. What I really want to do is set him up with, maybe we can talk to Uncle Nate about getting him a personal stylist.
Ah.
And help him understand to get rid of that wristband so he looks less, how we say, Cosgrovian.
Oh. Look less Cosgrovian.
Okay. All right. Offensive coordinator Danny Langsdorf, what do you have for him, Klausburn?
Well, Danny, I believe, is a good man, but anybody who watches the games knows sometimes he might need a little help calling the plays. So I got him the Google Glass so that he can see a live Twitter feed with all kinds of sage advice like, run the dang ball, or if we run it 3 times and don't gain much, we can get such genius insights as throw the dang ball. Really, I think what's holding us back is the lack of valuable Twitter feedback in-game. So if we can remedy that, I think we'll be okay.
A lot of offense coordinators out there. Klausburn is with us, the holiday gift extravaganza on Hail Varsity. Okay, Kanye West, he's been hospitalized for exhaustion. He's got that mother-in-law and family. You had a gift or an idea for Kanye. TJ's a huge Kanye guy.
Well, you know, I'm really surprised that anyone was shocked by this. He's a hardworking man. He's got 2 very young children and married into literally the most exhausting group of people this side of safe spaces. So I'm not surprised at all. So I've bought Kanye a modest little farm just east of Gibbon because thankfully, I think that's the one place we can reasonably assume that Kim Kardashian or her sisters will never go. Although now that I think about it, isolated rural areas are perfect breeding grounds for Sasquatch, so we might have to rethink that one.
Yeah, we definitely...
Give me a little more time, we'll have something.
Yeah, definitely don't have Kanye his new haircut. Hey, what do you got for Gronk? He's had a tough go of it. What do you have for Gronk for Christmas?
Well, as I'm sure you fellas are aware, I think you follow the National Football League from what I can tell. And Robert is dealing with some back issues. And so I consulted the best medical professional I knew, which, of course, is Bunny Schmidt.
Oh, no.
And she offered to turn Christopher's modest man cave space into a healing spa.
Uh-huh.
Complete with a warming pool to loosen muscles and something I'm not familiar with, but it looks sort of like a fireman's pole. And she assures me that he can twist and contort in such a way that'll help relieve pressure. And she's going to keep an eye on him 24/7. So hopefully that helps. And, you know, Christopher, usually you ask me what I get for her every year, and I think I just sort of answered your question.
Yep. You get her Gronk. It's a win-win. Okay, Bo and Carl, gone but not forgotten. Holiday gift time for them, Klausburn.
Well, Bo has a pretty good thing going over there in Youngstown with the game against tomorrow. What I thought originally was a breakfast food when I look at the schedule. But it should be a pretty good game. And I know he'd like to keep things rolling smoothly with no distractions of any kind. So I gave him the numbers to all the best vice agents in the state of Ohio, you know, just in case one of his players or nameless defensive coordinators was going to get in a little trouble tonight. He'd at least know where to call, where to look. And as far as Carl goes, he's been working awful hard lately. And even though Youngstown State's an FCS school, there's a lot of pressure to perform there. They've had some success in the years past, and so he's been working hard. I thought, well, where would you like to go to relax? And Carl said, Fremont Street. And I said no to that. So we're going to send him off to Passages in Malibu. Sounds like a really good place that can bring about relaxation in 12 easy steps, according to the brochure. Mm.
President-elect Donald Trump, Klausburn. Do you have a gift for him?
Well, first things first, I got a big package of makeup remover, the wipes they have. Because Carl tells me those work great when you want to get the excess Cheeto dust removed from your hands, so maybe he can put those to work. But then I thought I'd help him out with one of his more ambitious projects, and I got him a list of all the smartest and most hardworking, most highly acclaimed construction contractors in the American Southwest, but as I look at this list, I don't think he's going to like a whole lot of the names on it, so we might have to do something else for him as well.
Lastly, late Ed, but he's been nice for Coach Saban. Lane Kiffin, do you have a quick gift idea for Lane? He got shot down against Houston.
Well, he got shot down against Houston, and you never know, he might end up at South Florida unless they've filled that job. So I really don't have any gift ideas for him other than to let him know that sometimes you are what you are. His dad has made a pretty good living as a pretty good coordinator, so maybe you ought to take that route. Just maybe try not to work for coaches with good-looking daughters anymore. I've heard that's a problem. So all I have to offer is some advice.
Clausburn, we love you. Thanks so much for the holiday gift extravaganza 2016. We appreciate it.
Okay.
There he goes. We will resume the forecast at some point. That was a good gift list. An industrial bag of Werther's for Coach Riley. Oh, wow. That was too good.
That was great.
Thanks to Nat King Cole.
Yeah, I'm going to let this play us out.
Yeah, that'll be good. And I'm watching the clock. So, more Christmas theme, Christmas stories of adventure and mayhem. Our favorite pirate, more from Mike Leach. That'll be on the way. Hail Varsity continues. Hope you're doing well on a Friday, presented by the Nebraska Lottery.
Forget to catch any segment of the show?
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Find the podcast of the show on HailVarsity.com or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.
All right.
Now, back to the show with Chris Schmidt and Jay Moore.
You missed the holiday gift extravaganza by Clausburn. Can log on HailVarsity.com or iTunes for the podcast. Holiday Hail Mary coming up here in a little bit. We do two already? I'm losing my mind. Sorry. TJ Henning, Chris Schmidt, Wilderness Ridge. Think about Wilderness Ridge for maybe that holiday gift idea. Chris Thompson, Mike Schuhart, Director of Instruction, Membership Benefits and Pricing. Maybe that's the direction you go with this holiday purchase for the family, for yourself. WildernessRidgeGolf.com, 402-434-5106. Heated bays to get that golf game worked on, even when it's, well, Santa weatherish outside. So, Lane Kiffin news. We asked Clausburn to give some advice or a gift idea for Lane Kiffin. He is not getting a U-Haul. He is staying put for now until someone throws enough money with a minimal buyout to him. So, Lane Kiffin, no Houston. They went with Major Applewhite. And I know I said a dirty word there just a second ago, Nebraska fans. Major Applewhite during the holiday season. Sorry. But this what comes down to is Lane wants another coaching job. Lane wants to quit working for Captain Psycho and Coach Saban. But he doesn't want to be shelling out to escape from a non-Power 5. Art Briles rocked at Houston. Kevin Sumlin rocked at Houston. Coach Herman was great at Houston. You can win there and win big just by recruiting your zip codes around Houston. But you're never going to go win anything.
I will say, though, the Pro Football Scoop, their sources are saying Kiffin and Florida Atlantic are in talks.
Right.
So we'll
you
see.
You can go get a head job again, show mm-hmm. that you've rehabbed, and then get a bigger job with a less of a buyout. That's the sticking point, was the buyout. That's what it was. So it is the holiday season, and we had Mike Leach on with us Tuesday to talk some college football. Well, Coach Leach is so fun to listen to, great to talk. And he is, well, he's a storyteller. And last year we got into the debate on, you know, that big reveal around Christmas time when your son or daughter gets a certain age. It was high spirited. It's a lot of fun. But I always kind of wonder about Coach Leach's childhood because, I mean, the guy grew up out in Wyoming, Cody, Wyoming, big outdoor family. So we got into a discussion about RVs. I mean, who hasn't watched Christmas Vacation yet? I think a Cousin Eddie's RV, Tenement on Wheels. So we got the RV discussion, some college football talk, and the time a raccoon invaded the Leach household during Christmas. Without further ado, a fireside chat, Coach Mike Leach, the holiday season with Hail Varsity. Now, the topic of road trips, it's come up when we've talked, and we did kind of a Breaking Bad road trip over the summer. ESPN did, they kind of pulled coaches, and you touched on the three other guys you'd road trip with, Geronimo, Blackbeard, and Winston Churchill. I got to ask you, would you ever purchase and own an RV? And would it be like a Cousin Eddie RV in the Christmas spirit?
It was kind of, growing up, we had them from time to time. You know, my dad would buy one and then flip it. Sometimes he'd decide he liked the trailers that he'd tow.
Okay.
Sometimes he'd decide he liked the campers. So it's like we had it all. Not simultaneously, but we had the trailers that you pulled along. Those are the ones I liked the least because you couldn't ride in them. You know, there was no real thrill as a kid. You could occasionally play in them while it's parked in the driveway or something. That's the one I like the least. Okay, the campers, where you do it up and have a camper. You could, and we always, you know, went a long ways across the country on our trips. But the camper was kind of fun because, you know, there was the front of the truck, and then you're piddling around in the back making sandwiches, fighting with your sister over board games, or sleeping up on the bed, you know? You know, the whole thing, you really thought you were something driving along that highway, looking out the window at all the other cars, and, you know, you had your whole world going on in there, and we didn't have TVs on then, but you had, you know, everything else going on, and it was, you know, and about then, John Madden's coming up with his cruiser, and you're feeling like you're kind of a John Madden, too, you know?
That's cool.
And I always wanted to call them Winnebagos, but I know Winnebago's a brand, but that's, you know, of course, the one that you're driving the trailer itself, so to speak. And he got into that more as I got out of the house. You know, he got more aggressive into that. But, no, we would go across and find places to park and vagabond our way. I like those movies about that. I've done all that. I mean, and you know, for real, not just kidding around. And it wasn't with the funny uncle either. I mean, it was that we were those folks, you know, not quite the natural born killer types, but the you know, the ones that are more friendly and approachable.
All right, another Christmas question here. Do you remember a Griswold like moment during a Leach family Christmas? Did it ever get crazy where there's a squirrel running around or the dogs going crazy? Was there just a four-alarm holiday emergency that went on?
We used to have a raccoon when I was a kid. He didn't really get into any serious mischief, but he loved shiny things like pots and pans. I mean, you know, he'd go to the cupboard and serious playtime in the cupboard. I mean, if he went to the cupboard, it was business, and he was going to get the lids and pans and just anything shiny just captivated him. And he'd play for hours until my mom would come by and try to move him out of the way. And then, you know, he'd hiss at her a little bit. And, but he was fun. I never could sleep on Christmas when I was a kid. I'd always be peeking out trying to check out what was happening, or, you know, reading books or watching TV, or parents would yell at you to go to bed and, you know, threaten that Santa was watching and was going to, you know, we weren't going to get anything and all that other stuff. And, you know, it was kind of a great deal because at some point everybody got ticked off, but then in the morning it was all better. We didn't have, like, cakes or pies or stuff that get blown up by dogs or anything. I don't remember any huge battles. You know, we'd occasionally get kind of the ugly sweater type of gifts.
Oh, yeah. No pink bunny outfit, though.
No, but to be perfectly honest, anything that involved clothes, we were a little disappointed. The clothes back then involved corduroys and sweater vests, which, you know, that was pretty tough to get excited about that. You know, you didn't just start out with, okay, it sucks, I got this. In my case, I'd already start scheming how I was going to get out of ever wearing it, you know. So, I mean, it was a multifaceted problem. I mean, it wasn't just, okay, how do I get rid of it? Okay, it's not just how do I get rid of it, but how can I make sure that I never have to wear it? And then third, and that's, you know, when you became advanced at this sort of thing, not only do you get rid of it, you somehow exchange it and get something else more desirable instead, which maybe is more like a game, a toy, or something like that. But that was difficult to do, to make it to step three. I mean, there was a lot of admiration if you could pull that off.
Subscribe to Hail Varsity Magazine. Call 1-855-3-HUSKER or go to HailVarsity.com/subscribe.
That's amazing! That's amazing! That's amazing! That's amazing!
Now, back to the show with Chris Schmidt and Jay Moore.
All right, welcome back into the Hail Varsity Radio Show. TJ Henning here wrapping things up as Chris Schmidt heads out to call high school basketball tonight. You can hear Chris Schmidt later tonight here on ESPN 1480 at 7:30. We'll have Norfolk at Lincoln Southeast boys basketball for you. Then over on our sister station, KFOR 1240 and FM 103.3, you can hear Jeff Moats do the play-by-play between Columbus at Lincoln Northeast. I believe that game starts at 7:30 as well. Jeff Bryan, in-studio host, and I'll be your in-studio host for that Norfolk at Lincoln Southeast game. All right, stay towards the end here. I'll have the Holiday Hail Mary, which you can qualify for. But the Huskers travel to tomorrow to take on the Kansas Jayhawks. We have not played them since 2011. The last year we were in the Big 12. In that 2011 game, the Huskers only lost by three. And you remember a lot of guys from that team, Lance Jeter, Caleb Walker, Drake Baronic, Tony McCray, Brandon Richardson. That's a pretty talented team for Husker basketball, and they are almost able to get the W down there, but it just wasn't meant to be as a three-point loss. And now the rivalry renewed, or actually it's not much of a rivalry, but we'll have to see if they can get it done. They are 20.5-point underdogs. I think that's about right after seeing Wednesday night's performance for the Husker basketball team. The Kansas basketball team just scored 105 points against UMKC. They made 15 threes, which I believe was one or two off the Kansas basketball record for most threes in a game for them. Right now, Kansas, they are shooting 43% from three. That is ninth nationally in the nation out of 351 teams. I mentioned the other day, huge question mark for me was the Husker men's basketball team the ability to shoot from three. Right now, they are shooting 29.5% from three. That ranks them 321st out of 351 teams. So that's not going to get it done for you. Got to find ways to make more shots on the offensive side of the ball for the Husker basketball team. Got to find ways to get Glenn Watson going. After you struggle a little bit, you need Ty to keep it going. Got to find a way to get Anton Gill going. Jack McVay, you need those outside shooters. And let's put Jariah Horn out there. You saw he can make some threes early in the season. Let's get him, Isaiah Roby, some more run along with Shimonga. You just kind of need to get those young guys, get those legs out there, see what they can do. One Kansas basketball player was arrested yesterday. It would help if more got arrested, then maybe they could just forfeit the game and give it to Nebraska. I think that would be an easy W for the Huskers. So you got that going tomorrow at 2:15. That will be on ESPN. You can watch that. But let's get you qualified for the Holiday Hail Mary. Caller number six now qualifies for the Holiday Hail Mary. Items that you can win are the Schrock Innovations Windows 10 tablet, the Jet Splash Car Wash gift card, and the remote carter installed from Auto Sounds of Lincoln. Let me tell you, that value of all three of those things is over a grand, so use this is something that you definitely want to win. Make sure you're listening in a week from tonight, December 16th at 5 o'clock. I may have Greg Smith of Greg the Smith be co-hosting with me that day. At 5, we will announce the winner. If I draw your name, you need to call in to claim your prize. That's the only way you can win. If you hear your name drawn, you have to call back in to claim to win. So Holiday Hail Mary, caller 6 right now, gets you qualified, and we will speak to you later. Saturday morning show, 7 to 9. We'll see you.